A small corner shop in suburban Sydney is an unlikely place to hear the horrors that force people from their homes and into the devious and dangerous world of people smugglers. Hassan Aboutabik fled Iraq and arrived in Australia by boat more than 7 years ago. He shows me the scars inflicted by Saddam Hussein's soldiers.
This 7 shot to my body. This one, هنا شالوا الكلية مني.
They removed the kidney here. There's 7 shots here. He tried to run away from the Iraqi army, so they shot him in his leg too.
This shopkeeper still has nightmares about perilous days spent on a leaky fishing vessel that took him across the Timor Sea from Indonesia into Australia's northern waters.
Very difficult because I came to port. And very dangerous because I don't know what time, what day I die.
After being held at an immigration detention centre, Aboutabik was granted refugee status. His family followed him to Australia after paying smugglers a small fortune to bring them by boat from Indonesia.
Why they came is just because they have no other options. They were living a humiliated life full of oppression, prisons and killings in Iraq.
While thousands of people hope to, like Aboutabik, find safety in Australia, the issue of asylum seekers entering illegally is a divisive one here. And this year, there's been a surge in the number of illegal migrants. More than 40 boats have been intercepted, trying to smuggle refugees into the country. The government says the increase is the result of conflicts in Sri Lanka, Iraq, Pakistan and Afghanistan. But opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull accuses the Labour government of losing control of the country's borders, because it relaxed immigration policies.
This has been a catastrophic failure in government policy.
Other conservative politicians warn that these unwanted arrivals could be carrying diseases and include extremists. Under the previous conservative government, asylum seekers who entered illegally were detained in isolated camps while their applications were processed. This could take years, causing human rights activists to accuse the government of inhumane treatment. In what has become a fevered debate, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd says his approach to the surge in boat people is more humane.
They had kids behind razor wire. They had a range of different interventions which was designed for a domestic political audience, not in dealing in a manner which got the balance right between tough and hard line on people smugglers on the one hand and being balanced and humane and fair in dealing with asylum seekers on the other.
Australia has a long history of helping those displaced by conflict and famine. More than 500,000 refugees have been resettled since the end of the Second World War. More than 10,000 people a year are granted asylum after applying through international refugee organisations overseas.
Go home, you filthy bastards! And don't come back!
But race riots in Sydney 4 years ago showed the ugly face of Australian nationalism. Human rights activists fear that the opposition's efforts to demonise asylum seekers may unleash similar feelings. That concern is a small one for many of the refugees. Hassan Aboutabik's teenage son Manal was rescued by the Australian Navy from a sinking boat packed with asylum seekers.
My brother, as soon as he got on, he was scared to get on because it was like a fisherman's boat. Its length is 10 metres, 5 metres the width. Me and some other kids were sleeping next to the engine room because there was no space. It was packed with 400 people. We thought of Australia as paradise because compared to our country, it is paradise.
Many others seeking asylum think the same and are willing to risk everything for the chance to start a new life in Australia. Despite the debate over boat people, new figures show that the vast majority of those seeking refugee status arrive not by sea, but by plane. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.